Welcome to the Classy Ring Attire Podcast. I'm Joel.
I'm Chris.
It's time to get classy.
Let's do it.
All right. So.
Yeah, it was an interesting couple of days for WWE.
Yes.
There obviously is the Daniel Bryan thing, which we might as well go ahead and...
Okay, let's do Daniel Bryan first.
Because that's the big story here. He has a neck injury.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't really been... it hasn't been brought out exactly what caused the injury. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming it's something that he's had for a while and they've been monitoring.
Yes.
And once he's reached a point where he needs to have something done, that's when, you know, that's when this all happened.
The point is apparently now.
Right. And I'm assuming doing a flying headbutt off of a forklift probably didn't help.
Yes.
So if I had to pinpoint a moment where that probably made things worse, I would say that.
There it is.
That's where I would put my money on. I don't know for sure. They acknowledged it on Raw.
Yes.
And then they expanded upon that with the whole Kane thing, Kane dragging him out. And also kind of solidify that Daniel Bryan has something to fight for, someone to fight, mm-hmm. whenever he comes back. Initial reports are saying after he has surgery on Thursday, he'll be out 6 to 8 weeks. They're saying he's definitely out for Payback. Money in the Bank is still up in the air. WWE did not strip him of the title on Monday, but they did put out a message yesterday, and that was Tuesday the 13th, saying, you know, tune in for next week's Raw
to find out what happens
to the championship. As I was just saying to Joel before we started recording, I'm assuming they're waiting to see how the surgery goes and get a more accurate timeline on his return.
Yes.
I'm thinking, you know, missing just Payback, he can keep the championship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can work around that. Missing more than one, I feel like they're probably going to strip him of the title. Which would suck. But I made a point in Rager this week where, yeah, this injury is a bad thing, and mm-hmm. you never want to see anyone go out with an injury, especially a guy that we like so much.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that, you know, a guy we don't like should get his, you know, a neck injury. That's not what we're saying. But this could be a good thing for the improvement of the storylines.
Yes.
Because, again, Daniel Bryan, if he's stripped of the title, for one, Daniel Bryan is at his best when he is fighting for something.
Yes.
And that gives him something to fight for, because we had this long build, you know, or this long journey from SummerSlam to WrestleMania that was some of the best stuff that we've seen, and then afterwards it's kind of like, okay, what now? And we've had this Kane thing, and it's been kind of meh about it.
Well, put a pin in the Kane thing, because I want to touch on that a lot more.
Okay.
But, with Daniel Bryan, you know, yes, it sucks that he has this, and yes, it sucks that there is a possibility of mm-hmm. him, you know, after all that work from SummerSlam, and, like, even, you know, in kayfabe storyline, all this work that this guy did, and it feels like backstage, all the work that he had to continually do, and we, as the fans, feel like we had to continually do all to reach this moment, and then to be like, oh, no, that was fun. But, yes, you look at it right now, we have the Authority in full-blown heel control mode.
Mm-hmm.
They can strip him, storyline, no problem.
Right.
Daniel Bryan could come back at any point from now until next Royal Rumble to an astounding pop.
Right.
Right back on top. Could go straight for the title right away. Doesn't, you know, won't need any sort of, oh, he's got to have a little mini storyline first before he can get back in the title scene.
Mm-hmm.
Needs none of that. And yeah, like you said, everything that we saw, you know, in SummerSlam to kind of the build up to WrestleMania and then through the weeks leading up to WrestleMania, we get to see all that over again.
Yeah.
Okay.
We get version 2.0 of it.
Yeah. So, no, I don't wish for a stripping of the title.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know. One of the things is Daniel Bryan can't hold it forever. I don't know how long he's going to have it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, and it just sucks for him. it, you know, there's been a couple of times in the time frame that there has been a little bit of, you know, I think Cena got vacated the title once, Batista right. vacated the title once.
Right.
And I think one more, it might have been Cena again.
Mm-hmm. I think there was one time where, back during the Cena-Orton thing, Cena got hurt, they vacated the title and just put it on Orton, I think that's what it was.
Yeah.
So we...
And there have been, like, a few in-story things, like, Punk took the title away, so Randy Orton got the title for 19 minutes. But, yeah, so, you know, those kind of, like, those little vacated, you know...
Rey Mysterio.
Footnotes, what?
It was Rey Mysterio.
What'd I say?
You said Randy Orton.
Oh, Rey Mysterio, that's Rey Mysterio. Mm-hmm. Won it at the beginning of the night, lost it at the end of the night.
To John Cena. And then CM Punk won it back
CM Punk came back with his I Have It Now.
Well, yeah, and then he won the Undisputed Championship a couple weeks later at SummerSlam.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kevin Nash...
Powerbombed him,
and then Del Rio...
And that led into the texting myself thing.
Remember that? Yes, and Del Rio as champion.
Oh. Okay. So, we don't want that to happen.
Sorry, we had to trek through those murky waters to get through.
But yeah, but Daniel Bryan,
mm-hmm.
if it comes to the point where he does need to, you know, vacate the title,
mm-hmm.
There are worse scenarios.
Right.
I feel like just enough stuff has gone right for Daniel Bryan consistently enough that... I don't know, I feel like we're in the safe zone, and I know that's a dangerous thing to say, because,
right.
you know, we'll get somebody we don't care about get pushed into it, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, Daniel Bryan was supposed to be the Cena successor, but somebody we don't like, and that's 7 more years of somebody, you know,
mm-hmm.
undisputed at the top.
So what you're saying is you want us to stay on the highway to the danger zone.
That's a really, really region there, Chris.
You said you don't want to be in the safe zone.
Fine. Fine.
Reaching, I say no.
One thing I do have to ask, how do you think Payback crowd is going to feel with no Punk
and no Daniel Bryan?
What does WWE do with that?
They better tell Paul Heyman to put out a hell of a promo.
It's like, can Paul Heyman magic that? Like, he did the impossible once.
Do something amazing with Cesaro, with Paul Heyman, and have, like, Cesaro in a very high-profile match that might help the crowd, because, you know, the Chicago crowd has always been very, you know,
mm-hmm.
indie-flavored type. So,
I'll let you know, I gotta say something.
So they would be okay with Cesaro.
Yeah. But, I mean, yeah, Cesaro's cool and all, but Cesaro's not Daniel Bryan.
I know.
Especially not Chicago.
I absolutely know. I'm just trying to, like, what's the best Band-Aid? I'm thinking Cesaro, Ziggler.
Honestly, I'm thinking one-night contract for Colt Cabana.
Well,
like, honestly, like, there you go. You could bring him in and he can have a goofball match with Santino or something. You know? And just yell Chicago Pride, mm-hmm. you know, while he, you know, dodges the Cobra. I don't know.
You know what? I'd be okay with that.
Like, that's the only...
Either that or, you know, by some miracle of delusion, you know, people are holding on to any hopes of Punk returning at Payback.
I think if there
was ever a moment for WWE to, like, put all their chips,
yes.
be like, Punk, here's a blank... Because I know he doesn't really care that much about money. It's like, here's a blank anything.
Yes.
Whatever you want, you got it. If you only want to work one show a year, you can get the Undertaker schedule and we'll still pay you way too much.
I mean, I really think that if Punk is coming back to Payback, they got to do it right away. They have to open the show. Like they did with Raw, open the show with that music.
Talking about like at the beginning of Payback?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, just so the fans don't walk home.
If you have that Punk card in your pocket, do not wait till the end of the show and fight through all the CM Punk chants
right.
before giving out Punk.
Now, do you think the chant, like, do you think the chants are going to be not as bad as it was when Raw was at Chicago a few months ago?
I mean, it's been a while.
Because I have a feeling it won't be as much of a battle.
It won't be as much of a battle.
Mm-hmm.
it still will be. And it still will be something where I'm like, I don't know if, you know, I don't know how much they are worried about it. I don't know how much Chicago is planning to hijack Payback, kind of thing. I don't know when Payback tickets went on sale and when these people bought them. I don't know if they thought they were going to see Punk when they bought these tickets, but they definitely thought they were going to see Daniel Bryan when they bought these tickets.
Right.
So...
Well, and
Daniel Bryan is not a, you know, Chicago homeboy, but
he is the guy right now.
Yes.
So, any crowd that is paying tickets, they are paying it usually with the hope of seeing him.
Yes.
So, there is that. Also, if you want to add to the, you know, CM Punk may return at any moment conspiracy thing, they premiered his version of Slam City. Him as the ice cream man.
They did, really?
I only saw the first couple seconds of it because I just... So I just clicked to see that it was on.
Oh.
So that, so there you go.
Oh, rumors are now abound.
So hashtag Half-Life 3 confirmed going on right around now.
Yeah, no, no.
Added to the whole Chicago Blackhawks thing, introducing him as WWE superstar CM Punk and not...
And his cover photo was updated on Facebook on the official WWE CM Punk.
So, Facebook. Conspiracies galore are going on right now.
Yep. No, I think the Slam City clinches it for me. I'm on the train. All aboard.
Hong Kong?
Hong Kong. Trains go honk now.
Joe made a decree.
Okay.
All right, so, I do have this question, though.
Okay.
Do a little bit of armchair booking. If WWE does strip the title, what do they do with the championship?
I always feel it's got to go tournament.
Right. I feel like that's always the best situation in those type of things.
I mean, storyline?
Are you thinking...
A Triple H or a member of Evolution can get crowned. Like, that's fine. I won't have a...
Worst case scenario, they give the championship to Kane.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't care for that.
No, I wouldn't either. But it depends on if they... Okay. I'm not saying this would make it any better, but I can see it in storyline of them be like, hey, we were secretly condoning everything Kane was doing, so here's the championship, Kane, job well done. You know, something like that. Or they do it to be like, okay, maybe if we do this, the monster will leave us alone and he got what he wanted and he won't kill any of us.
Yeah.
There's also that. I like the tournament better, which usually means the way storylines are going now, Kane will be in the finals against whomever.
Yeah.
And Kane will end up winning it.
Yeah. Well, if the title's getting stripped, then I'm sure the final match for the new champion will be at Payback.
Right. So you're expecting a multi-week tournament.
I mean,
which I'd be okay with that because again, that would make
the matches on Raw valid.
Make the right matches on Raw valid, and it would create its own build for the pay-per-view. If that's your main event, is the finals for this tournament, and the winner being your new champion. Yes. So that's a way to draw up interest, you know?
Exactly. And I have to say, I think that we are in a pocket of suck this year.
Yeah, last year, the pocket of suck, either it felt really tiny or it just didn't really feel like it at all.
Yeah.
I don't feel like we really got one because we had, you know, a lot going on. We had the Punk and Heyman thing at the towards the beginning of the summer, which was good.
Well, part of it
and then,
was,
you know, by the time it kind of trailed off, we had this Daniel Bryan thing to look forward to.
Part of it was, I mean, the pocket of suck goes from WrestleMania to whatever kicks off the summer show.
Right.
And I would say that, I mean, as much as there was, because there wasn't a huge Nexus invasion pipe bomb kind of thing this past year, but I would say it was Paul Heyman betraying CM Punk. That was the, you know, thing.
We had Punk coming back at Payback, which felt like a big deal.
Yes, that's part of it, is I was getting ready to be like, here comes the pocket of suck, because Punk's not going to be there.
Right.
And Punk came back! I was like, okay, here we go.
Right.
Pocket of sucks felt easier to deal with last year, but it was definitely watching this week of Raw, or going into watching this week of Raw, and I was like, here we go, Monday night, I'm ready to... Nothing excites me right now.
Right.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to none of it. And I wasn't dreading any of it.
Right.
But I was just like,
but there was nothing was particular like, that you were looking
for. No, I was like, if I missed this episode, I don't think I would miss anything. And that is a very dangerous place for WWE to be.
Yeah, because we're like, you know, we're rabid fans. Like, we are going to watch Raw every week. But even if we're like, yeah, okay, I can miss this week of Raw, what does that say about your casual viewer, you know, the ones that you usually can count on from week to week?
Mm-hmm.
If they start getting, you know, ambivalent, I guess, you know, towards your product, then, you know, they're not going to feel compelled to tune in every week.
Yeah, well, that's, I mean, that's the big thing with a soap opera, where you realize, like, oh, I've missed 5 episodes, and I'm behind because nothing happens between, you know, pay-per-views.
Like, right now, and this is, like, this is the wrong time for WWE to be, you know, in the pocket of suck. Theoretically, your best stuff should be right now. Because you have less competition right now.
That's what I was going to say.
Your biggest competition is the NBA playoffs and the NHL playoffs, I think.
Why is, after WrestleMania, a pocket of suck? Because it's a pretty standard pocket of suck. But I was like, but you have your biggest crowd watching at WrestleMania. Those who watch, you know, sometimes just once a year, watch at WrestleMania. And maybe, like, the Monday after.
Right.
You know?
So, and that's your moment to hook those people.
Yes.
And then you need to hold on to them in the next
right. You need
months.
To get that Monday night habit formed. Mm-hmm. You have a month, 2 months right. to do that.
Right.
And yes, this is the time, you know, they fight the NFL, you know, from September to
February.
Mm-hmm. They're in constant fight with the NFL. And so why is it that they have this shining time for nothing better to do?
Yeah.
What do you do here with this time, theoretically?
I don't know. I don't.
And, like, okay, some things that I think have worked. I think Brock Lesnar coming back the night after WrestleMania.
It helped.
Yeah.
It, big time.
It would help big time, especially that year. This kind of, you ain't seen nothing yet. You know.
And also that year we did have, like, you know, Punk and Jericho, and then it went into Punk and Daniel Bryan for 3 months.
Right. I mean, and that was just good, you know, quality-wise.
Well, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I think that, and
but you had stuff like Brock that drew people in.
And I think that could have been the year that Cena beat Rock, and then it was like, Rock is nothing, you know, just, you know, the sheer mythos of Brock Lesnar has returned.
Right.
You know, I think, you know, definitely hooked for a month. So, I mean, what they have right now is Adam Rose is out and Bo Dallas is coming.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's nothing that's like, oh, here it comes. And, you know, Daniel Bryan just defeated, you know, Triple H twice in the same night and basically defeated Evolution single-handedly to finally achieve his dreams. And now his, you know, the next great mountain for him to climb is Kane.
Right.
Which, nothing against Kane, but
in the grand scheme of things,
Kane is there because Daniel Bryan needs an opponent.
Right. Yeah, right.
There's not... There's,
and they wanted... They liked the idea of Evolution getting back together, and apparently Batista didn't want to get pinned cleanly by Daniel Bryan, even though he tapped at WrestleMania 30.
Yeah.
That's the one... Like, okay. That's the one thing that bugs me. Either Dirt Sheets got it completely freaking wrong, or Batista's a complete freaking idiot, okay? Because the story is Batista didn't want to be the number one contender for the championship at Extreme Rules and then going into Payback because he didn't want to lose cleanly to a smaller guy like Daniel Bryan or however they phrased it. This comes out after he was the one that tapped at WrestleMania 30 to Daniel Bryan.
To Daniel Bryan, yeah.
And then he lost cleanly to Roman Reigns at Extreme Rules. Like, that was the pin.
Mm-hmm.
How does that make sense?
I
either, like I said, Dirt Sheets either got it completely wrong.
I call
Batista's
lol
enemy.
Dirt Sheets on that
oh,
one.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Full
on.
Yeah, absolutely. So, right.
No, nope. No iota belief on my part.
Okay, fair enough.
But, you know, honestly, though, speaking of armchair booking, Batista does have a movie to promote.
Yeah.
Fairly soon. And the championship very possibly might become, you know, vacant without having to pin Daniel Bryan.
Right.
I don't know. I would not be surprised if Batista got awarded the championship.
Through tournament or just awarded.
Either way.
Because storyline, the only person that would make sense for them to award it to would be Kane.
No, Triple H would totally award it to Evolution Buddies. He might even split up the title and give each one a belt.
One to we each, yeah. Yeah.
No. I could totally see Triple H win my belt now, or, you know, I give it to any of these guys. And he's a heel, so he can give the worst. He can just be like, you know what, Batista? It was unfair of us to stick Daniel Bryan at. You should have had a one-on-one title. Here's your title. Randy Orton, it was unfair of you too. Here's your title.
Right.
Titles for everyone that's my friend.
Right.
So,
Including Sheamus.
Including Sheamus. We're going on a UK tour quick. Everybody with an accent gets a belt.
Santino?
No belt for Santino. Just tie socks in a circle until they reach around.
That's because it's a fake accent, right?
Yes.
Racist.
So, I gotta say something that I think is gonna be controversial.
Okay,
I don't think Paul Heyman and Cesaro are clicking for me.
Is it because Cesaro is still kind of a face?
It's a little bit because Cesaro's a face and Paul Heyman's a heel.
Okay. Is it a little bit because Heyman is still fixated on Brock Lesnar?
See, I don't care that Heyman is still fixated on Brock Lesnar because... But I don't think that's what's needed for Cesaro.
Okay.
If Paul Heyman signed Drew McIntyre...
Mm-hmm.
Or, honestly, like, you know, Curtis Axel,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, which he had at one point. Didn't he have Curtis Axel and Ryback?
Yes.
So, you know, if he had either of those guys, somewhere along there, I think it's the best thing they can get out of the streak, mm-hmm. know, to constantly remind them that... "Quote unquote," Paul Heyman defeated the streak, you know, as much as any manager could, I guess.
Right.
But you know, even since Cesaro was a heel, he wasn't a smarmy heel. Like he was a confident heel. He didn't run from a fight. He was, you know,
right.
Fairly honorable in the ring. He
right.
defeated his opponents through better in ring ability.
Mm-hmm.
More than, like, you know, Paul Heyman-y devious tactics and,
well, yeah.
you know, backstabbing ways.
But then again, that was the same for Brock Lesnar, though.
Yeah, Brock Lesnar needed Paul Heyman to talk, because Brock Lesnar can't talk.
Well, yeah.
Brock Lesnar honestly didn't need anybody to talk, you know?
No.
Brock Lesnar can come out and, you know, make fun of Brock Lesnar all day for, you know, his mic skills.
Yeah.
But he can be as bad as he is on the mic.
Mm-hmm.
And still be exciting to watch it. I'm going to pay money to see that Brock Lesnar match because it's Brock Lesnar.
Right.
You know, Paul Heyman's just a bonus. Paul Heyman's, I'm excited because I like Paul Heyman too.
Right.
And I like Paul Heyman and I like Cesaro very much separately. And they're just, they're not.
You're not clicking together.
Right, me. Right. That's not becoming this, you
it's
know.
It's not controversial. I wouldn't say that. Like, you know.
Maybe.
Sometimes two things that we love just don't mix. It happens.
I feel bad about saying it. I had to come to terms with it. Because when it happened, I was thrilled.
Well, naturally, yeah.
my two best friends finally got together.
Right. Right. But, you know, sometimes Barney and Robin just don't end up together in the end. Sometimes they get married and they get divorced 3 years later. Spoiler.
Slash one episode later.
That was, you know, jumping around in the timeline. Whatever. So it feels like 5 minutes for us.
So, yeah. And I mean, that's just... I was like, I can't...
It was an option that they had to explore.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad that they did.
Mm-hmm.
Because now we know.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just gotta find out.
Yeah. I don't love the King of Swing... slogan either.
Although, have you seen the new t-shirts?
I haven't seen the new t-shirts.
Basically, it's in the same style of the old King of the Ring.
Oh, that's cool.
But it's just because it looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
I thought it was a nice touch because, you know, he does fashion himself to be a throwback, so
mm-hmm.
there you go.
Somebody on Reddit mentioned this. They should sell towels that say King of Swing on them so that you can swing them around above your head.
Yeah, they do like doing those towels now. Like, they started with Daniel Bryan. Mm-hmm. Cena apparently has one now, too. Yeah.
Like, you know, I was like, I'd pay the money for that.
The old rally towels.
Mm-hmm. So,
one side you can say, King of Swinging, on the back it could say Cesaro section.
Yeah, bam. Exactly.
Bam.
There are also two Diva matches this week.
Yes.
Are you surprised?
No. I agreed with you, and then I thought in my head, wait, there were?
Yes, there was...
I remember the one.
Paige and Alicia Fox, and then Bella and Natalia.
Oh,
fought over a painting.
No. Fought over a painting that was given months ago.
Months ago! Oh,
when they filmed it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then had a terrible match while other divas raided them for no reason at all.
Arbitrarily, they just kind of held up numbers during the match.
And as you knew it would happen, the internet got a screenshot of one diva holding a 6, and right next to it, another diva holding up a 9.
Oh no, did that happen?
It did.
Oh.
And of course, the internet ran with it.
Of course.
Because, lol, internet. I mean, you're asking for it at that point.
Yes,
and of
you
course,
are.
Especially if one of them is Eve Marie. And it was.
Okay.
Probably, I don't remember who the other one was.
They were probably supposed to both hold up 9.
Well. Eve Marie gets confused by numbers, okay?
Oh, man.
Here am I talking. I always get confused with math.
I think them trying to settle Total Divas feuds in the ring hurts my kayfabe more than anything else.
Yeah, because they did the same thing with when Natalia and Summer Rae were having their little spat.
Yes, they did. And I was like, and I'm just like, this happened. They talk about it on the show. They're like headed into TLC when this happens, and I'm like, I know when that.
And then when Tyson Kidd made his return, they had the thing about him and Fandango because Fandango, you know, was help training Natalia for something. It's dumb.
I can't look past it. I can look past a lot of things. This is not one.
What's even more dumb is that 9 times out of 10, these conflicts that happen on the show, okay, they're not re-resolved that episode. So that episode was shot. It aired. These people have their match due to what happened in that episode. And that next episode is getting resolved, which was also months ago.
Yes.
So you're telling me that they're having a match after this whole issue was resolved between the two people to begin with.
If this is a slow burn for a time travel storyline, I take it all back. But until that moment,
I don't think the E! Network has the technology. I don't think that's what Ryan Seacrest is hiding. But he might.
I mean, if that's how, I'm back. I'm 100% in.
If that's how Ryan Seacrest has reversed aging,
yes,
then good on him. I take back every negative thing I've ever said about the man.
The other Divas match was pretty good.
In the sense that Alicia Fox just went completely insane and stole GABL's hat.
Yes, she did steal. GABL?
J-E-B-L. I forgot letters.
Oh, G-J-B-L.
You know, the rapping G-J-B-L. Yes. This is a G.
Oh, move on.
All right.
I guess Alicia Fox will be number one contender for payback, I guess.
I guess. And then everyone got confused by what she said on the app and assumed she was quitting.
Yeah, they did.
I didn't see the app because I don't rush to my phone.
Spoils.
Yeah, I don't rush to my phone and watch all these backstage videos during the commercial because I'm not rude and I have guests and I would like to converse with my guests.
Yes.
Even though Joel did not go to Raw this week. Didn't tell me, but you told Beardsley.
Yeah, no, it got to you. The message got to you.
Yeah, but he's not your podcast partner.
The message got to you.
That was weird. Even Beardsley said, yeah. I was wondering why he was telling me that, too. I was like, okay, I'm glad I wasn't the only one.
I thought you knew.
No.
Okay, well, now you know.
How would I know? Other than Beardsley telling me.
Well, you know. That's what's important.
Okay, whatever.
Communication was successful.
Was it?
Yes. Everybody?
That, okay, communication was successful in telling me that Joel was not going to be there 5 minutes after the show started.
Yes. Communication successful.
Okay. All right. Whatever. This has been couples therapy from Class Ring Attire, you guys. Sorry you had to see that. I know this is just like daddy slapping mommy at the dinner table.
I feel.
And everyone's wondering
you don't
if
understand.
They need to finish their waffles or just go to their room. You can finish your waffle, guys. Finish your waffle.
I feel things. I feel you don't get me sometimes.
I feel like you need to shut the hell up sometimes. Because sometimes I just want to enjoy my freaking wrestling.
Lol, never.
What were you talking about? Alicia Fox.
Alicia Fox.
Yeah, so again, she's a heel for the purpose of this week.
Yes.
I'm guessing she's going to stay a heel for a little while.
That poor girl could actually get a real storyline one day. We'd be like, nope.
We're still going to bring up the time where she kind of flip-flops heel face from week to week.
I just want to, when we go again, I want an Alicia Fox heel face spinner.
You know what would be better? Alicia Fox coin, because it only has two sides. Well, you don't need a giant wheel just to put it in one half.
You can't hold up a coin like you can a poster.
Or you can.
I'm saying that's a poster I would like to make as a giant spinner. And we hit it and it spins and to tell us if Alicia's a fox is a heel or a face.
And like 50% of it is solid.
Yes.
Heel
and 50% of it is solid face.
Okay.
Just thought process.
I'm thinking more of like we should do like pie pieces and like, you know.
Like heel face. No, that works too.
That I feel like that's a little bit more exciting.
Okay.
Now we're talking about wheels, people.
This is what the Pumpkin of Suck does.
Is this graphy ring attire?
Go home.
Okay. I am home.
Okay. We also need to talk about Adam Rose.
Yes. Not because we give a crap about Adam Rose.
Well, I might now.
Okay, well...
If I need to get invested in Adam Rose for this to go places, I'll get invested in Adam Rose.
Okay. I did not catch this, my first viewing, of when Adam Rose came out to interrupt Swagger and Zeb. Mm-hmm. But I was made aware through Twitter that Class of Ring Attire's very own... Chastity Taylor,
yes,
was one of the Rosebuds on Raw this week because it took place in Greenville,
mm-hmm.
which is, you know, not that far away from where she resides, I believe.
Yes.
I could be wrong. I don't know. I don't know where she lives. I just know she lives in North Carolina. So, yeah. First off, that's super freaking cool.
Yes, it is.
Obviously for her and for those that know her and friends and family. Second of all, we can claim now in Class of Ring Inside that we've had someone from WWE programming on our podcast.
Show, yes.
Twice. Three times if you count episode 100.
Yes. Moving on up in the world.
Moving on up in the world.
It's exciting.
Our next stop, Ricardo Rodriguez. He's going to be on the show one day.
Come on, Ricardo Rodriguez.
We know you've at least heard of us.
Yes.
So, your move, sir.
Baby steps.
Baby steps.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Yeah. So, Chastity, congratulations.
Congratulations.
That's super cool, and we hope it's the first of many.
Yes, absolutely.
Preferably not as a Rosebud, because screw that guy.
I want to, like, it honestly gave me pause. I was like, should I cheer for Adam Rose now? Let me back up. Like, and, I mean...
Are you still convinced Zack Ryder's the bunny?
I want to be bunny. I don't know. I haven't watched Last Resort after two episodes, so I need somebody to tell
because
me if Last Resort
same, it's the
still
same,
happening.
I don't think so. It was the same promo over and over. It's like, oh yeah, this is my last chance. I deserve better, blah, 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 and whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
I wanted it to work.
I don't think he could pull off serious.
Yeah.
Either the emotion and the radio station. He can't pull it off.
Serious?
Yep.
Go home. Alright. Let me make sure there's nothing else super big that happened.
Sandow.
Oh.
That whole thing. He came out on the pre-Raw show.
Mm-hmm.
and kind of went quote unquote off script, and everyone's like, oh, this is, you know, pipe bomb or whatever, and he's taking his own fate in his own hands, and his microphone got cut, so that obviously means it wasn't planned.
Yeah.
And then proceeded to have a match where he was about to go off the script again, and then was cut off by Cody Rhodes and buried by Cody Rhodes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Some people got excited by the whole microphone thing.
Yeah.
I would have been more excited if he did the microphone thing and won the match. Because, yeah, you know, that would be something I would like to call results.
Yeah.
Because it's one thing to go out there and, you know, air your grievances.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, if you have a mic and you feel the need to do so, and they're actually going to let you do it for however long,
I mean,
fine.
Honestly, I, you know, it, as we seep into this age of reality, mm-hmm, you know, I wouldn't mind that happening every now and then. Especially right, if it's the pre-show, which, you know, like, whatever, I don't want to have a pre-show. Right. But, you know, that would get me to watch the pre-show, though, in a heartbeat.
If stuff like that happened.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, basically, the story...
Well, sporadically, because it has to seem, yeah, you know...
But the story, as we know it for CM Punk, was they said, go out, you'll have a live mic, air your grievances, we'll cut you off when you go too far.
Right.
You know? And so what if they did that for Zack Ryder? Mm-hmm. What if they did that for Damian Sandow, or mm-hmm, JTG, or, you know?
Well, yeah, it's just, it feels... I don't... A lot of people had hopes for Damian Sandow, and, you know, they just kind of got those hopes kicked in the face.
Yes.
And then, you know, they started really doing all this really bad, hokey stuff with him. And he, this isn't the first time he's done this, by the way. He came out and he had this long rant where he just kind of, like, laid it all out there. And Big Show knocked him out. Mm-hmm. I believe it was, might have been on SmackDown. I don't remember. But it was along those lines where he cut...
Well, SmackDown, it wasn't live.
Well, it might have been Raw. I don't know. I remember I watched it, so it was probably Raw.
Okay.
But for some reason, I'm seeing... When I'm reimagining this in my head, I'm seeing blue ropes.
Okay.
So, yeah, it was like this thing where he was just... He was doing it, and then, you know, he kept going and kept going. And it was him. Then we realized it was him being obnoxious, and it's like, okay, so Big Show's going to knock him out in a second, and there it is.
Mm-hmm.
So it feels like kind of that same thing, and especially when you pair it up with him starting to talk before the match and getting cut off and then buried.
Yes.
So that's why I'm not really getting excited by this new phase or this new thing that Damian Sandow's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's not getting results. Like, nothing is changing. Like, nothing is... He's still, you know... He's still getting buried any time he's briefly on Raw.
I mean, the other pipe bomb we have to compare it to is CM Punk's, and, like, you just look at the internet reaction between after CM Punk's and after Damian Sandow's.
Right.
You know, and part of it was Damian Sandow's happened at the beginning of the show.
Right.
You know? So, there was...
And so you got to see immediately what happened.
Exactly. But, you know... So, I don't know. I don't know if it was, you know, a genuine, you know...
If it was a genuine shoot.
If it was a complete work, or if it was any sort of, like, work shoot, loose
kind of thing. I think it was a planned shoot.
Yeah.
Is probably the best way I would describe it. Which is, yeah, kind of in a work sense, but you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah, it was one of those things where it's like, oh, anything can happen. You know, I feel like it's more towards that than it was of any
Damian Sandow was
taking... Because, I mean, come on. If it was something that WWE did not want on their air, they would have stopped it before it even got on camera.
Yeah.
You know? They would have found a way to stop it, or, you know...
Well, I mean, I feel like...
Because he was in the completely opposite side of the arena, for one. So they knew he was coming.
Yeah.
Come on.
I mean, I, you know... Yes, and if you need to fill time, I feel like you can pluck any two of your 80 active roster members.
Right.
I mean, you, 5-minute match, go, while we figure out what to do.
Right.
And so, I mean, yeah, it's honestly, but I do think that brings up, no, I would totally be interested in, you know, Drew McIntyre, you were the chosen one,
mm-hmm.
and now you're in 3MB. You know, does this hurt your soul, or...
Right.
You know, and honestly, oh, did you see 3MB realizes they're live?
No.
It was an interview with 3MB, and Hornswoggle flubs his line, and they asked to, like, take it back, and so they're, like, getting reprepped to do it. And he was like, well, it might win you over on 3MB.
It's, so, right now, they're right up there with, who else did it? Sid? Psycho Sid famously did that, I think, with Gene Okerlund. I think.
If we go and skip to what's making me happy, Jinder okay. Mahal on this video.
Okay.
I think it's what's making me happy this week.
Okay.
Jinder Mahal did just a perfect charmer. Well done, sir. I am on board currently
what with 3MV.
He just... You watch the video.
Okay.
Watch the video.
All right, and it's called... What?
I don't know. You'll find 3MB realizes are live. 3MB messes up. I don't know. You'll know it when you see it.
That serves how you plug a video right there. Yeah, you'll find it. Whatever. You know, you get... Just put it all in the search bar.
I mean,
go for it.
Hornswoggle's in 3MB now, so it's like, it's within that point.
Okay. Fair enough.
So, I mean, yeah, I guess, do you have anything else you want to really focus on before we spit out what's making me happy?
I don't think so. No.
All right.
Yeah, it's just the whole Damian Sandow thing. I'm not shelving out any more hope towards that until I start seeing in-ring results.
Yes.
You know? He can talk on the mic all we want. We know what he can do on the mic, and he's amazing on the mic.
That's a solid point. The guy made the Magneto segment work.
Fine. But he was still in Magneto pajamas.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. It's like, that should not have worked anywhere near the level that it worked.
Right, yeah.
So, the guy made Magneto. So, he can work a mic.
Mm-hmm.
That's not an issue.
Yeah, pretty much.
So.
So, other than the 3MB video, what's making you happy this week?
Me happy? As of this recording, it is on today, my 1-year anniversary. So.
Oh, crap. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it was before Money in the Bank. Because mm-hmm. that was, like, her first wrestling experience, and she talked about how...
ladders.
How she hated them going up the ladders.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm. So that's pretty cool.
And it's, like, today?
Yeah, it's today.
And you're sitting...
And I'm podcasting.
And you're sitting here...
Is this not...
First of all, you had a late, late, late rehearsal.
Mm-hmm.
And then, secondly, you went straight from the rehearsal to here to record this podcast. Mm-hmm. Either you're a terrible boyfriend or she's an extremely understanding girlfriend, which I feel like that's the more, like, that's more truthful than anything.
I mean, this is how, you want to call out my dedication to this podcast. I'm here on this day, and I'm totally not going to mention that we thought it was yesterday.
You guys seriously thought it was yesterday?
We spent the whole day thinking it was the 14th
Did she listen to the podcast?
What?
Did she listen to the podcast? Okay, so you guys thought it was yesterday? Holy crap.
We spent the whole day.
So, like, oh, okay, so it was, like, mutual, like, both of you.
Yeah, no, we thought it was the 14th.
Wow.
We went out.
Well, that's fine.
On an anniversary dinner?
Well,
we
you know.
We had a good time.
At least you celebrated it.
Yeah, we
you
did.
Know? It would have been one thing if you guys forgot it completely and just didn't do anything.
No.
You guys still celebrate, that's fine.
And we'll do something this weekend and la-di-di-da-da, because actually right. we have time on the weekend.
Well, you know, congratulations to you, and we I can't remember if
nope,
we ever did
nope,
say your
we've
name.
Never said her name.
Okay, so do we still want to hold on to that?
I don't know, I was like keeping it in the bag.
Okay, we'll keep it in the bag until we figure out if we want to do something with that.
No. I feel like it's been so long. We have never... I don't think...
And technically, she's been on the podcast before.
She has been on the
podcast. Faintly.
When she yelled at us.
Yes. So, yeah. Happier anniversary to you guys.
Yeah.
And I'm very happy for you guys, because you guys are pretty awesome, because you guys have given me 2 cookie cakes.
Yes. Yes.
I feel like I'm some sort of, like stepchild in all this.
Here you go.
2 Christmases! Hooray!
Oh, man. But yeah, as far as wrestling goes, yeah, the Jinder Mahal face on that video.
All right. Godzilla's coming out this, weekend.
God, I'm so nervous.
Yeah, I'm kind of, like, I don't know if it's making me happy, but I am anticipating it.
Stressed.
Yeah.
Like, X-Men's coming out next weekend. I was like, I'm not worried about X-Men. Whatever. X-Men's right. Gonna be good.
Yeah, because Days of Future Past was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And, or not Days of Future Past, First Class. So, this I'm feeling good about, because it's got everything that worked about that movie with a lot of things that worked with the other movies.
Yeah.
You know. And, again, it can't be any worse than X-Men 3.
God, 3.
You convinced me on that whenever we finally watched it on a podcast that's never going that's to never, see the way by today, apparently.
Neil still has that.
Neil does still have that. Engineer Neil. Let me try to think of anything else non-wrestling related. My parents' anniversary was this weekend. They seem to, you know, enjoy that, and I'm happy for them. I was at work, so I did not quite enjoy that day as much, obviously. I'm starting a new project that is very much new territory for me, and it's exciting, and I will absolutely, you know, of course, we'll promote it here whenever we have more to talk about, but I'm having a lot of fun with it, and, yeah, I've had some pretty good couple days.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rock on.
Wrestling related, I'm still excited by Bray Wyatt stuff. Like, I know, like, it's getting kind of stale between him and Cena. Especially this week, it felt like it.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things where it's like, during the week, I don't really pay attention to their matches. Now, if they start a promo, yeah, I'm all ears.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and yeah, I'm not completely stoked about the Last Man Standing thing that's apparently going to happen at Payback. Because it just feels like lulled Cena wins kind of situation.
Yeah.
But then again, we thought that with Ryback, and apparently that was a draw when him and Cena did a Last Man Standing match, even though technically Ryback did walk away.
You ever gonna let that go?
I'm sorry.
That bell that never rang at Battleground?
It's still going!
Longest wrestling match ever, here it comes.
Exactly. But still, like, it's one of those things where the way they built this Bray Wyatt character, it doesn't really matter if he wins or loses, you know, he's one of those guys where he has found a way to keep his momentum regardless of the outcome of any match, you know, because any match that he's lost didn't lose by much.
Yeah.
You know, he still looked strong.
And he,
not if they do like a, you know, a quick burial like they would, you know, a Kofi or an R-Truth or something like that, or any kind of Rusev match.
Get your pitchfork ready.
Right. Then that's when, you know, No bueno. Speaking of Rusev, just throwing that out there, he's attacking yet another African-American wrestler now. He's now going after Big E. Or Big E came after him and he attacked him. Are you seeing a trend? I'm seeing a trend.
Well, at least it's...
that's three now.
At least it's not the monster build. Like, at least it's coming to an end there. Mm. At least there's somebody who will actually put some offense. But if he camel clutch defeats friggin' Big E...
Oh, he will. You know he will. You know he will.
I'm so done with this.
Big E does not have the Intercontinental Championship, and it doesn't seem like they're as high on him as they used to be.
I'm so done with this.
Like, Rusev still has to cross off Kofi Kingston and Titus O'Neil. And then, I guess, you know, there you go.
Completely done.
100%. Now, if all those guys, like, join forces and make a new Nation of Domination.
Like Nation of Domination?
Part 2. Absolutely, I am all for this. Nation of Domination versus Russia. I will see that movie.
Okay.
Come on, you know you would too.
I would.
Especially if it's Nation of Domination led by Crazy R-Truth.
Oh, Crazy R-Truth.
How fantastic would that be?
Is he in Confederate uniform again?
Sure.
Remember when R-Truth did that? God. Oh,
I remember it. He did that in the ring with Vince McMahon.
Yeah.
In what, Virginia?
I miss R-Truth.
Was it Virginia or South Carolina? I don't remember.
I don't remember.
But yeah. In the ring with Vince McMahon, and I think with Stone Cold, because I think it was during Tough Enough.
It might have been. I don't know. It just...
Speaking of, I know this was like a while back, but wasn't there talk of Tough Enough coming back for the network. Yes. Yeah. I thought that was pretty cool.
Which I will watch that.
I will. I will absolutely watch that. Yeah.
Irrationally invested in Tough Enough every time.
Well, I mean, the last one with Stone Cold was really good.
It was.
It was a really, like, yeah, sure, none of the people worked out except for Cameron, apparently, but yeah. I don't care. Like, it's one of those, like, I really don't, like, yeah, I wouldn't, I don't really, I'm not itching for any of those people to be in WWE.
Well, the one guy, Martin or something, the guy who had to leave due to injury?
Yeah, and apparently he's still working independent shows.
He looks, was on, he looks like podcast. Donny Osmond?
Yeah.
Like, he was the one I wanted to win.
Yeah, and he got hurt.
Mm-hmm. So... But Oswell.
Mm. Very, yeah, pretty much. I feel like there was something else. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. It's time for the mail sack.
Mail sack. Mail sack. Why is there hair in this mail sack? Mail sack. Mail sack. Let's all go inside. Mail sack. Mail sack. Why is there hair in this mail sack? Mail sack. Mail sack. It's your mail.
We start off with this comment was left on Inside Pulse for us from MM. Hey guys, I really enjoy the podcast. Great work.
Thank you.
I guess you've already explained this and I missed it, but how come you stopped reviewing the WrestleManias? Also, do you think Kane's recent title shots are a reward for what he contributed to Team Friendship or one last hurrah before retirement? Let's tackle the first one.
Okay, I will take the blame for this one. So as we were headed through the WrestleManias, we kind of realized we could really try and cram them all in, rush through them, and squeeze into getting them all in before WrestleMania 30.
Yeah.
And
which was the original plan.
Yes. Yeah. And probably not put out as good of a product.
Yeah.
Which we didn't want to do. Mm-hmm. If you've listened to those WrestleMania podcasts, watching WrestleManias of old can kind of be a crapshoot in quality.
Right.
So, I don't know, I didn't think watching a lot of matches with no emotional build up for us, I didn't want to give those WrestleManias unfair viewership, basically.
Right.
So we are going to complete the WrestleMania journey.
Mm-hmm. We do have a couple stored up.
Yeah, time
that we just haven't
put timelines are honestly just being worked out. That's mostly my fault for being randomly busy with, you know, the alluded to rehearsals that I have.
Hollywood Joel Leonard.
Yes, exactly. Is that the Hollywood Hogan theme?
Yeah. See, that's the NWO. It's very, very pornish.
Honestly, I didn't know that.
Yes.
I didn't watch.
Did you ever wonder why, like, anytime Kevin Nash comes to the ring now, he has porn music playing in the background? It's the NWO thing.
Okay. Again, I never watched WCW.
Fair enough.
So, we do have every intent of getting through all WrestleManias. Yeah. I guess pretty much with 30 tacked on at this point, we will...
Include that.
Once we get a fair distance away from 30, we will watch 30
mm-hmm.
in itself as an entity without mm-hmm. emotional build-up, that kind of thing.
And likeliest of outcomes is us eventually releasing the ones that we have already, the ones that we've mm-hmm. already recorded, and then we'll kind of, like, gradually roll out the rest as we kind of either get around to it or, I don't know, depending on how we're feeling.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah.
And depending on whenever we get time. A lot of it has to do with, you know, Joel's schedule during the week, and me always having to work weekends. It's just, you know, our schedules
have to align. I mean, it's something that, you know, I think we both very much enjoyed, and so we do want to keep
hitting
through the WrestleManias.
Mm.
So, yeah.
And it's, you know, we got a lot of feedback, almost more feedback from those than we do on regular episodes.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, obviously you guys are interested in us doing that and finishing it. So we absolutely want to give that to you guys, and it's not something that we've completely forgotten about. It is going to happen.
Yes, it's a definite on the to-do list, so.
So, be on the lookout, and the best way to be on the lookout is to subscribe to Class Ring Attire on iTunes.
Yes, that's true.
Plug machine!
We'll plug that again later, too. Yes, so.
No, don't you worry, we will.
Just get all your plug ears ready.
Moving on to the other part of his questions. Also, do you think Kane's recent title shots are a reward for what he contributed to Team Friendship or one last hurrah before retirement? I think it's more of a reward for a career.
Yeah.
But then again, we also thought that back when he won Money in the Bank and the World Heavyweight Championship like 4 years ago.
Do you remember, like, yeah, it was like 4 years ago when Undertaker was about, and we were like, we are watching the end of Kane's career.
Exactly.
Here it is, like, the lights were down, the, like, electric, you know, lightning bolt was going on the Jumbotron. Yeah. Like, you know, and we're like, you know, getting misty-eyed, like, oh, here comes the end of Kane, you've done a good run, I'm very proud of Kane. It's like, oh, no, complete turnaround.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I mean, I think Kane's run with Team Friendship showed that he still has something in the tank.
Mm-hmm.
It felt like it was a big boost of energy for Kane.
Yes.
It really gave him a lot of momentum.
Yeah. Well, some of Kane's best work in the recent years have been when they randomly stuck him in with the CM Punk, Daniel Bryan feud. Yeah. And I was like, this is a train wreck waiting to happen. And it never did.
No,
and
it was good stuff.
That basically spun off into the therapy sessions and then into the whole team friendship thing.
I mean, we could say this is one last hurrah before retirement, but again, we said that 4 years ago.
I mean, honestly,
if there was ever a time, you would, you know.
I do think Kane is a guy who, like a guaranteed Hall of Famer when the time comes. I would love to see a true, you know, final victory lap for him.
This could be
2 months ago, I would have said that would have been breaking the streak.
Right.
You know, we'll have to find another victory lap for the fella.
Right. Yeah.
So, but that's something where, I hope.
Yeah. Like, clearly it's very obvious that WWE is very appreciative
mm-hmm.
of Kane and everything that he's, you know, cause yeah, he's been working steadily since 1997.
Yeah.
That's impressive. Yes. You know, and yeah, he's had time away here and there, but not that much.
Not like some other guys.
Not from what I, you know, I
randomly
can remember,
recollect with my brain.
Yeah. So, I'm still superly impressive. So, if this is one last hurrah, then I'm all in for it. And I just wish they had a better, you know, storyline.
Yeah, I wish it wasn't in this time frame, because it does feel a little bit like
mm-hmm.
Kane's here because Daniel Bryan needs to fight somebody. Hooray!
But when you have that going on at the same time as the Wyatts, it's like,
The Wyatts and the whole Shield Evolution thing is kind of unfairly overshadowing.
Right.
So,
But speaking of, we move on to Twitter. This comes from @YappaPodcast. What would you think of Sheamus joining Evolution? He's known as one of Triple H's boys, and he'd round the group out to four. I mean, a lot of people are kind of running with this rumor the past couple weeks,
mm-hmm.
especially with the major, you know, the bigger rumor being that they're wanting to turn Sheamus heel in the nearby future, and we're okay with that because you know, he does better work as a heel than what we've seen as a face.
Mm-hmm. I'd be all for this. I mean,
yeah.
I think Sheamus would be a great choice.
It would be a great benefit to him, mm-hmm. Because he would still be put on a higher pedestal, which I'm assuming they would want to do for his character and for his momentum, but without being the focal point.
Yeah,
which is good for us.
Yes, I think that I think there's, you know, the fact. Picking Sheamus, you know, and us knowing that he is, you know, a Triple H find and,
right.
you know, kind of thing. So, all of us who are dedicated enough to have podcasts dedicated to wrestling, like, yeah, we knew it because we knew the behind-the-scenes stories. And Sheamus is also, you know, big teddy bear face for the children enough that
but if
him
we were,
turning heel could be shocking and unexpected. And,
right. But if we were basing this on, you know, these guys are Triple H finds, then it would be Sheamus and Sin Cara. The original. Could you imagine Sin Cara in Evolution?
In Evolution?
That would be the
with
best.
With that mask.
That would be the best.
Suit and that tiny, tiny
Rey Mysterio. My Rey Mysterio does it all the time.
I know, but like Sin Cara standing next to like these hulking men of Triple H and Batista.
Fair enough. Yeah. It's kind of like,
They would pick him up and throw him.
Well, yeah. It's kind of like watching, dear Lord, what's the, The Expendables.
Oh.
Seeing all these large hulking guys, and then Jet Li's just right there,
yep.
who is way more talented than almost all of them, except for Baby Jason Statham. I don't know, like, yeah, way more talented than all these other dudes, but clearly the small guy and gets like barely any camera time that I know of. I only seen the first one.
I've only seen the first one too.
There you go. Hey, right here.
All
right. So yeah, and also, anytime Jet Li's like holding a gun, it seems pointless. I was like, why are you holding a gun? Your fist.
You're weighing down your more deadly weapons.
Exactly. A gun is less deadly than your hands.
Yes.
Come on. That's another point. Completely off topic.
So yeah, Chen, I mean, I picked Del Rio technically, so I'd be happier if it was Del Rio, but that's just because that means I would get a WrestleMania guess right.
Right.
There so, but no, Sheamus is a great choice.
Right. And they go on with another tweet on what Wyatt does after he's done with Cena. What about Wyatt's versus Evolution? Wyatt is anti-establishment after all. That would depend on where they want to go with the Wyatt family. Now, if he went there, Wyatt family would easily be
the face.
The face.
Yes.
You can kind of say he's being there. The crowd is on his side already.
Yeah, I mean, he has a lot of positive crowd reaction.
Right. This would just solidify that.
But he is still being very heelish in his tactics.
Mm-hmm.
He has not started to cater to, I'm doing this for the fans at all.
Right.
And part of that is because he is fighting Cena, who is the poster boy pinnacle of, you know, all around American good guy face, I do this for the fans, hustle, loyalty, respect.
Right.
So Wyatt might let a little bit of that start to seep into anything if he's starting to get a little more facey, no matter what he does after Cena.
Right.
I would say, you know, that also depends on what does Evolution do after the Shield.
And what does Shield do after?
And how do you end that feud with both of those teams intact going their separate ways?
Well, I don't think they're going to be intact. I feel like whenever they finish, that's when Batista's going to, you know, go off.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, they'll try with Sheamus or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I think the best way to go about this, honestly, would be Wyatt's Evolution and Shield. I'll just have all three of them. Might as well.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, there's so much talent in the ring.
A lot of talent in the ring. And if you want to even things up, come up with a random group of four guys.
Yeah.
3.5 MB. I don't care.
Sure. I'd watch it.
There you go. Or have, you know, Los Matadores and Ryback and Curtis Axel throw in there. Why not? Codust. I don't care. Put guys in it. Just put all of them in the ring and just see what happens.
You just made another 30-man battle royale.
Ah, crap, I did. I mean, it just happened by accident. You can't control it, obviously. Oh, Dean Ambrose lost the U.S. Championship. Oh, God. I accidentally put this match together. Sorry, guys.
It's your fault.
I accidentally ended one of the longest U.S. Championship reigns ever. So moving on, got another tweet from our favorite UK listener at Chris Howcroft. Basically asks, or he talks about what you think we talk about. He says, I think it's about time you should introduce a Good News Barrett bulletin to talk about how well his push is going. Well, Chris, here's the thing. You want to know how his push is going? He wasn't on Raw this week. There you go.
Which could have been just a temporary thing.
Right, and I'm like, sure he's going to get his big moment in the sun.
Let me say,
he's in his own country.
I have been charmed by Bad News Barrett.
Yes.
Like, I am on the Barrett barrage. Like, tentatively. Tentatively.
I didn't know that still existed, but okay.
Well, he needs, like, what's his, you know, Hulkamaniacs? What are his coal miners?
The baddies?
The baddies? Sure, I don't know.
That's what the Brits called the bad guys.
I don't know. But pick something, whatever.
At Chris Howcroft, I want you to tweet us and tell me how brilliant calling Barrett fans the baddies is. I want you to do that, because I want you to be on my side on this, because it's a good idea. Or the bad newsies?
The bad newsies?
And they can all just start dancing and
singing. It's like, I just see a bunch of, like, preteen boys that can't dance. You're bad newsies. Which is paper's 3 days late.
Well, I mean, anyone that WWE would hire for a situation like that would be terrible at it. Let's be honest. Oh my god. Okay.
You are going to go way off track. I can feel it.
Bad News Barrett comes up with the Bad Newsies to battle Adam Rose and the Rosebuds. Calling it now. fan base battle royal right there. Oh god, I accidentally created another battle royal.
Way off track, confirmed.
While also accidentally causing another battle royal.
Have you ever typed "help I accidentally" into Google?
What?
Go to Google, type in "help I accidentally." One of the options is "help I accidentally built a shelf." Which I'm sure it means something, like it's a
right
thing or something, but just like, yeah, typing that, and I was like, oh darn, I hate it when that happens. Just.
So, yeah, what do you think about us having a Good News Barrett Bulletin?
I would say it would honestly just be me recapping the JBL and Cole show.
Right here, shake my hand. Well done.
Because in the last one, when he came on with it, when he was driving the podium,
yes, in the celebration,
doing the "Make It Rain,"
that was so fantastic. I loved the crap out of that, and that was pretty much the entire episode. Like, JBL and Cole show is getting lazy right now, but it's still the most entertaining thing that they've ever put out on YouTube.
Well, honestly, like, that's what I completely, I would really like them to like continue to do this. I think Barrett is a success story of, let's try something random for this tiny audience.
And let's be honest, the JBL and Cole show might as well right now be called the Bad News Barrett and Cody Rhodes show.
Yeah.
And I'm completely okay with it.
Yeah.
Because for some reason, those guys have great chemistry. Put those guys together.
No.
I love you, Goldust, and I Codust forever, but...
No. Ride this Codust train as long as it'll take you, but I know that things
and we
are never
kinda,
forever.
We know it's never forever, and we know Cody just doesn't work for him in singles competition anymore. He's great as a tag team.
Mm-hmm.
Put him in another tag team with Bad News Barrett, and they can kind of, you know, ride this Bad News Barrett thing a little bit higher, and then whenever Barrett's ready to go on his own, bam.
Sure.
Then he's in the main event. Whatever.
Sure. Take it.
So, yeah. Thanks, Howcroft. A lot. This comes from Blair. He wants to know, when will Trash Ring Attire be on iTunes? Hashtag pipe bomb. Quick fact, he wanted to make sure that I said hashtag pipe bomb.
Alright, I guess this is my answering. So,
God, you got to, like, oh.
Everybody's
just piling on you.
I know,
because
right?
These are both your things.
I know. Okay, so, I'm going to go ahead and.
We really should have taken care of business, like, all those all together, so we can get to the silly stuff.
I'll go ahead and explain a little inside baseball on this. So. Yes, as of this moment, Trashy Ring Attire, our spinoff show, is not yet on iTunes. Now, putting something on iTunes, it's a little bit of a pain. There are things you have to hit, standards you have to meet for iTunes, that if you don't, iTunes doesn't care. Cause,
especially if you're just kind of a mom and pop.
Yeah, you're a tiny little mom and pop podcast, and it's iTunes, so. We have to adhere to that. So, some of the things... I have submitted it once to iTunes, and it was rejected. The reasons being, one, I need better cover art. This was something that we did not need when we started Classic Ranger. This is an update thing that I did not know about.
That's weird.
Okay. We need... So, technically, our Classic Ranger art is not good enough. We need to actually get on that and put better, like, higher quality. It needs to be 600 by 600.
Oh, I think
ours is just 300 by 300 right now.
I can fix that in 2 seconds. That's the reason why Trash Ring Attire has not been on iTunes, because of that? Why didn't you just tell me?
That's one of the reasons.
I can fix that in literally 2 seconds.
No, I know. That's one of the reasons.
I was about to just completely go back to couples therapy. Okay. All right, move on.
No, I found that out earlier today because
this is a new development.
I was looking through everything. Yeah,
okay.
That's all right. And the other thing is there needs to be like a show of quality kind of thing, which is a very vague term.
Broad.
Yeah, and I don't 100% know what they're looking for. This is the first explicit podcast that we're putting on.
Mm-hmm.
iTunes is a little iffy, shaky about that. You have to have the explicit tag in your feed, and there's some stuff that I'm still figuring out about that. There is that. So when it is submitted again, it will still be honestly a trial and error kind of thing. I hope this will go through. I'll fix everything that I know.
Okay.
But it will be a trial and error thing because the quality control thing is a little vague.
Right.
And I don't know how much of it is automated and how much of it is somebody that Apple pays. I will listen to this podcast and determine.
Right.
And I don't know, and there's stuff that you can find on iTunes that totally, you know, it's like one episode and nothing ever.
Right.
You know, and that was one of the things with Classy initially. We needed like 4 or 5 episodes
before we
on a consistent basis. And Trashy's not done as on a consistent basis, so I don't know if they need more episodes or.
Well, yeah, but they've got enough under their belt now.
Yeah, they're what, 7 episodes?
No, I think they're more than that.
They've just completed their 8th episode. 8th episode is not up yet on Pulse or anything. As of this recording, it might be by the time you're listening to this. Anyone? So, yes, that's the, you know, pulling the curtain back behind.
Right.
Figuring out why Trashy is not on iTunes yet. It's been submitted and rejected, and it is to be resubmitted.
Right.
But the art is something that I know is wrong.
Okay.
And
you found that out today, and that is an easy quick fix.
That is an easy quick fix, and there is something I don't know, I had a thing where it's supposed to automatically tag every episode as explicit, because mm-hmm. Like every episode is going to be explicit.
I fully assume
I'm just going to tag every episode as explicit. I might need to go in and individually tag each episode as explicit.
All right.
That is my guess as to what is
mm-hmm.
you know different. Well, that's my guess as to what is different about Trashy versus Classy.
Funny point though that I wanted to just kind of throw out there. Trashy Ring Attire, like we said, is an offshoot of Classy Ring Attire. Me and Joel are the executive producers of such and are their boss. And yet, when they want to find out, they have to write our show instead of, you know, privately messaging us on Facebook, which we all four of us do on a almost daily basis.
I think that's why the hashtag pipe bomb was there, because he was airing his grievances live on the show.
Because anytime they ask an iTunes-related question mm-hmm. on the Facebook message, I don't respond because that's Joel questions.
I have responded.
I haven't seen you respond.
I have responded. I didn't respond about the art, because the art just happened.
Okay.
But this had to be my Vince McMahon, you know, facing the pipe bomb moment.
Right. So does that mean we're going to get Trashy Ring Attire ice cream bars?
I mean, that's Trashy Ring Attire's deal. I'm not making ice cream bars. Although, complete offshoot, I saw this thing on the internet where somebody took ice cream sandwiches and blended them with milk and made a milkshake, and it looks really good. I'm going to do that after this podcast.
That actually sounds really good.
Doesn't it?
Do you have ice cream bars at your home?
I hope so. I know I don't. I hope my roommate has ice cream bars.
Do you mind if I do you mind if I come with you? We'll celebrate your anniversary.
Oh, good. As always, you can follow us.
That wasn't a no.
On Classy Ring Attire. At CR Attire, where we live tweet every Monday and all appropriate Sundays.
And if you have any questions, comments, anything you want us to bring up on the show, send those to our email. That's classyringattire@gmail.com.
We are also on iTunes.
Yeah, we are. Suck it, Trashy Ring Attire. We pull the strings.
You can find us there on iTunes. Where you can subscribe is the easiest way to get it. I'm not gonna get through this one.
Just
give us a rating of
5 stars
or write a review. It'd be helpful to the show.
And if you are listening to this on wrestling.insidepulse.com, leave us a comment on there. You can tell us how idiotic we're being right now. We'd love to hear from you.
Until next time, stay classy and huzzah.
Huzzah.